Simin Reish Nun Dalid, Sif Beis Gimel and Dalid. The first halacha which is mentioned here is really not so negeil in the 21st century, since most people do not talk about, the Mechaber talks about putting on an onion, an egg, or meat onto coals and letting it cook on the coals, straight, directly on the coals. There the halacha is, even if it's not Kamecho ben Yusai, those that are in the Bishul Chabur, that we say that the only time they let it do Shehiya is, according to Hanani, when it's Meichel Ben Yusai, when they're Avon and Dafke, if it's Mevoshikol Tzarkai and Mitzdam of Haralai, but according to everybody, it's going to be Mutter when you have the food directly sitting on top of the coals. And Pir Halacha points out that this really refers to all foods. It's not just referring to the food that I mentioned in the Mechaber. All foods, if they're directly on top of the coals, then there's no Kshash of Shemi, the whole Kshash of Shia is because of Shemi Chate. Here, if it's on the coals, then there's, I'm sorry. I apologize. That's Dafka when it's not on the coals. It's not on the coals because it's going to cook by itself. If it's directly on the coals, then we have a chashash because we're scared that it's going to, we're scared that there's going to be a chashash shemichata, because generally we're not choshish that this shemichata is going to burn. In this case, we are choshish that you're going to be mechata because obviously you don't care for burns. You're trying to get it crunchy, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Unless it's already Meichel Ben Yusai. It's already Meichel Ben Yusai, then there's no chash. Now, most people do not leave their food directly on coals. Therefore, that's why it's not so common. I was wondering the same thing, because Bismanenu, our pots are very thin. Our pots are very thin, and if you put up the fire very high, then the Be'etzem, you really have the same effect. But we never found that there were Choshish Lamaisa for this, and it seems that we're not. As long as it's not, maybe if you put just the tin foil inside that shouldn't get dirty, then maybe that has a stain over the coals. But the question is that because that helps retain the heat? That helps, or you just don't want it to get dirty? Or maybe in a Hanami, in such a case, generally going into Shabbos, most people are not doing that. The more Negeh Halacha, which is very Negeh, is Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet happens to be the Sif that many of the later Achrayim want to bring a Raya, that the Mechaber at the end of the day passes like Hananiah, that as long as it's Meichel Ben Yusai, there's no Isser of Shia, because the Mechaber says that by fresh fruit, which can be eaten as fruit, which can be eaten raw, that have a din of already Mevoshek Meichel Ben Yusai, and he says you ought to do Shia on them. If that's the case, we see that he's passing like Hananiah. The Sharatin points out that the Magen Avraham learns not that way, and the reason why it's much over here is for a different reason, and it seems like that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah seems to go. That it's not, it's the Mechaber is only, is, right, he says, Afilo Eitzim Bereishin on Gimel, Moidu Hacha, the Choshev Kuma Yitzli Ale Eish, Kimish Aperis Negev Gicholim, Kachazorah, Mevim Adivri HaMagen Avraham. Ulahachi Sosam HaBeis Yosef Le'ater, Afshu Mask Mirish Le'Eitzim Bereishin on Gimel. Be'etzim, the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin like that the Mechaber is going like the Rabbanan, that for Shia you need Hashem Mevoshek Kol Tzarkei. Only in this case is there a Tzad to be Meiko. The what's Negea La'alocha very much is the last halacha about covering over the fruits which are cooking. On that he says you're not allowed to cover over something which is in the midst of cooking because it's Mimahar Bishulai. And Mimela, that's when we learn that there's an Isser. If you have a pot which is uncovered on the fire, whether or not it was uncovered from before Shabbos or you uncovered it on Shabbos, and you look inside and you see that not everything is Mevoshek Kol Tzarkei, and or you took some out and it's not Mevoshek Kol Tzarkei, and now you want to cover the pot, one may not cover the pot in such a scenario because he has it's being Mamar Bishulai, and there's an Isser. There's even those that want to say if it's Mavoshikol Tzarka, you shouldn't cover the pot. That talk about the end of Simin Shin Ches. The meaning there seems to be Mekel, to cover it when it's on the. Many people say you can be Mekel once it's already Mavoshikol Tzarka. However, if it's not Mavoshikol Tzarka, in the same way that turning up the fire causes things to get cooked quicker, and stirring the pot also covering it over. Certainly you see that's what happens when you cover it over, then it starts bubbling, and that's considered Mamar Bishule. That is a chashash of Isser Daraisa, and therefore if the pot is uncovered, one is not allowed to cover a uncovered pot on Shabbos. If it's not a Voshekel Tzarkei. And possibly this applies if it's in a Kli Rishon Shalal Ish. If it came off, you took it off the fire and you see that it's not cooked. It's not totally cooked. So you want to put it on the cover, that it should cook a little bit more, a little. That it would also be Aser, because that's also Chashash HaBishul, as long as it's in a Kli Rishon, if it's Shalai Ala Ish. Good to be benched here.